every morning.
Pittsburgh wakes up with Larry Richard and John Shumway, KDKA.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. It's 7:38. What a fog. Really locked in areas right now, but things are going to get better today weather-wise. I'm Larry Richard. John Shumway back tomorrow, just taking a couple of days off for the extended holiday weekend. Hopefully you had Monday off. This is a big week. Don't miss our upcoming Western Pennsylvania Marcellus Shale Expo presented by Range Resources. That's this Thursday at the Regional Learning Alliance in Cranberry. It's free admission, and Mike Fintech along with Robert Mangino are going to lead two informal town hall meetings with expert panelists on innovation, manufacturing, and the environment. And Mike Fintech will also be broadcasting live Thursday. That's noon until 3. You can check that out. Details at kdk.com/Marcellus. Well, maybe in the last couple of evenings, for the first time this season, your furnace kicked on and you smelt that burning dust that usually accompanies first time the furnace fires up. This is, by the way, Fire Safety Month, and right here in the middle of the month, we are joined by Deputy Fire Chief for the Pittsburgh Bureau of Fire on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline, Colleen Walsh. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you. Obviously, with the change of seasons and the change of weather, this does present some issues when it comes to preventing fires and what people need to know, what they can do at home.
Absolutely. As you know, it's gotten pretty chilly, and furnaces are starting up. And if our citizens haven't had their furnaces clean and checked, it's time to do that. We've had some issues. Obviously, maybe you've heard publicly over the weekend some carbon monoxide issues. And those normally occur when people start their furnaces up. If there's an issue with furnaces, this is when they'll recognize that.
As somebody who deals with this on a daily basis, and maybe in your profession, you're not as appreciated as you should be until somebody really needs you. What are some of the things you say, boy, I wish people would only do what? I'm going to guess smoke alarms and now carbon monoxide detectors, too.
Absolutely. As you know, this is Fire Prevention Month, and we'll soon be changing our clocks. That's the best signal and reminder to change the battery in your smoke detectors if you have battery-operated smoke detectors. As homes have become more well-insulated, and carbon monoxide has become more and more of an issue. So it's important for people to have a carbon monoxide alarm. Now, the old theory was to have the carbon monoxide alarm in proximity to the furnace, but that won't do you any good in the middle of the night if the alarm is going off and you can't hear it in the basement. So location of your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors is also important.
And you should have, I mean, in many cases, it's mandatory to have an operational smoke detector, right?
Absolutely. In the city of Pittsburgh, it's an ordinance that you must have a smoke detector, and even that has been upgraded in recent years to include a smoke detector on every level of the home, every living level. It would not be appropriate in an unfinished attic. However, and inside every sleeping area, most commonly bedrooms.
Oh, you have to have one in the bedroom, too.
Yes, absolutely. What they found was that early warning is best. And so when you can wake up the quickest, it gives you the most time to actually escape a fire. So inside each bedroom, inside each sleeping area, it's defined in the fire code as sleeping area, because we have, in particular, if you think about the city of Pittsburgh, where people have divided their homes for off-campus housing, so on and so forth, a home could have more sleeping areas than it would have, you know, bedrooms, conventional bedrooms. So what we say is inside every sleeping area, a.k.a. bedroom, on every level of the home.
What do you encounter most when you go to house fires that is the cause of, you know, the ignition, and what things do you see on a daily basis, again, that you would say to people, hey, this is something that could have been prevented?
Oh, that's a really good question. Cooking has replaced smoking as the number one cause of residential structure fires. Interesting. You know, it's a much more hectic lifestyle. People are busier. Both parents work. You know, they sometimes will put food on the stove and fall asleep. elderly people with, you know, varying levels of cognitive will put food on the stove and not remember. Students, you know, studying for finals will put food on the stove and fall asleep, so on and so forth. So that's been our number one cause. And in the city of Pittsburgh, with the older housing stock, we also have issues with electrical fires.
So a couple of things as a checklist for people who do want to maybe take inventory of how they're protected. Smoke alarms, carbon monoxide detectors, and cooking. Just a heads up on those areas in the kitchen.
Right. And this year, or this time of year, have your furnaces checked. And also it's important to check, you know, the dryer vent safety and make sure your dryer area, if it's a gas dryer, is lint-free.
And don't put 30 cords into one receptacle.
GFI ground fault interrupters, if you're using those are the best. A lot of people use those multi-plug adapters. Make sure they have a GFI capability.
And that way it'll kick off if it's over taxed when it comes
to, yeah. If you overload the circuit, it will kick off.
A lot of good information, Deputy. Appreciate the work that you and all our firemen and women do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great morning.
Colleen Walls, the Deputy Fire Chief for the Pittsburgh Bureau of Fire. It is Fire Prevention Month on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline.